In Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38, we read about two sisters who wanted to worship and serve Jesus. It says, beginning in verse 38, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Martha has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" You know, as Christians and just as people, we live in a society where our responsibilities have grown to an outrageous proportion. As parents, as husbands and wives, and as children, we understand what Paul speaks of in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8, where he says, "If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." We have the responsibility to take care of our families. So we have to work. We have to make sure that the bills are paid. Food is on the table. Paul also wrote in Colossians 3, beginning in verse 18, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." So we have responsibility as believers of God's word, but also in areas outside of the home and the family. As an employee or as an employer, we have responsibilities as well to do our job as though we're doing it to the Lord, for the Lord. Colossians 3, verses 22 through chapter 4 and verse 1. And yet sometimes what is good can get in the way of what is better, which is what Jesus told Martha here in this story. When we fail to properly put things in priority in our activities, in our lives, allowing ourselves to be distracted by things that are good, and missing out on what is better. This illustration with Mary and Martha is a very excellent story that's seen here. Two sisters who, along with their brother Lazarus, were loved by Jesus, according to John 11 and verse 5. And then we turn to our text in Luke 10, verses 38 through 42, and we see that the sisters, one wanted to serve the Lord physically, which was proper, was good. The other wanted to serve the Lord spiritually, which was even better. So this example of Martha and Mary, we see that Martha was distracted with good things. She had invited Jesus to her house. Verse 38 tells us, "It happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house." That is, that it was her house leads most people to think that she was the oldest of this trio. She was the head of the household. So her hospitality is really commendable. It's a noble trait. That's what we see in the Old Testament in Isaiah 58 and verse 7, as well as taught in the New Testament, Hebrews 13 and verse 2. But the text tells us that she became distracted by much serving. She wanted to make sure the food was out, the tissues were out, and all like this. I get it. But verse 40 tells us that she was distracted with much serving, and she approached the Lord and said, "Do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve? Therefore tell her to help me." And this is where Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, had come to her house. And what a great honor it was for those that believed in him. There were likely others beside Jesus here, possibly his disciples, other members of her family, and maybe even some neighbors. So naturally, she wanted to make sure that everyone had what was needed for this meal, but she wanted her sister Mary to help. We see that in verse 40 here. And she began to worry and to be troubled by many things. And in verse 41 of our text, Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things." And these were not things that were wrong within themselves. Like I said, she wanted to make sure that everyone was fed and had what they needed. But they took priority when they should not have. She gave them priority over hearing the spiritual message of the Lord. Now, what caused anxiety of mind and distress of spirit is everything that she's doing. Martha allowed that which is good to get in the way of that which is better. So we see that Mary, her sister, was disciplined. She sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Verse 39 of our text says that Martha had a sister called Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, sitting at his feet was the ancient posture of disciples or learners. We see that in Acts 22 and verse 3. And it indicates that she was a disciple and she wanted to learn from him. Chances are both sisters were disciples, but Martha had become distracted by the physical things, wanting to make sure that the hospitality was, you might say, up to par. She was more concerned about being, Mary that is, was more concerned about being a good disciple than being a good hostess. And she chose the one thing that was needed. Verse 42, Jesus tells, "But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." So in the end, there is one thing that is really necessary, and that would be seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness. That's what Jesus spoke about in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. And Paul speaks of this in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8. So Mary chose that which had eternal consequence to be her focus. And that's what Jesus said in verse 42. Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. She chose that good part, he said. And for Jesus, this was offered blessings that would last for eternity. Jesus tells us in John 4 and verse 14 that whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. He says in John 5 and verse 24, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in me, who sent me, and believes in him who sent me, has everlasting life and shall come into judgment, but has passed from life into death, from death into life." And then in John 10, verses 27 and 28 here, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." And this was what Martha was well aware of. Mary had the discipline to seek first things first, putting the better before the good. Now, the example of Mary and Martha, we need to look at it and see if we can draw any lessons. The first question we need to ask as far as looking at this text and comparing it to our lives is, are we distracted? Are we distracted from serving the Lord by things that may be good within themselves? Whether it's our duties as husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, or our responsibility to our job and the community that we live in. Jesus warned about allowing such things to take precedence in our lives. He tells us that family cannot come before our service to the Lord. He tells us in Matthew 10 and verse 37, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." And in Matthew chapter 12, beginning in verse 46, we see that they come to Jesus telling him that his mother and brothers have sent for him. Beginning in verse 46, while he was still speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, "Look, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. What we need to learn from this story is that family and our work cannot, should not, ever come before the kingdom of God. Luke 14, verses 16 through 24. The cares of this world should not come before our service to God. It can render us unfruitful. Luke chapter 8 and verse 14. The cares of this world, if we give over to them, can leave us unprepared for eternal life. Luke 21 verse 34. So if we have become distracted by even things that are good, then we're going to find ourselves like Martha. We're going to be filled with worry, trouble, and we're going to be stressed out. And we may find ourselves like Esau, willing to sell our inheritance for a morsel of bread. Hebrews 12 and verse 16. So again, are we distracted by good? Or are we like the other sister? Are we disciplined? Disciplined to seek which is better. The one thing that is really needed, and that is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Are we seeking that which is better, eternal life and the blessings that will accompany it? You know, Jesus taught the value of choosing the good part. He talked about God's providential care in our lives in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. He tells us not to be anxious for the stuff of this life, but to seek first the kingdom of God, and God will take care of us. And in Mark 10, he talks about there's an ample surplus to replace our sacrifice for the gospel. There's peace and joy that the world cannot give when we search for God. Now, if we are disciplined enough to make the proper choice, then let me suggest that we will find ourselves like Mary. We'll be free from anxiety, and we will be praised by the Lord himself. We will find ourselves like Job, experiencing the end intent by the Lord, James 5 and verse 11. So, are we disciplined to choose that which is better? You see, Martha had the opportunity to serve the Lord again on a joyous occasion after the raising of her brother from the dead in John 12. Then she served with no distraction, free from worry, and with no rebuke from the Lord. Now, that is the case of those who learn from Martha and Mary, those who put first things first, seeking first God's will and work in their lives. While the Lord comes first, they become better hosts, better spouses, better parents, better workers, better children, better than if they had tried to do it on their own without God's help. So what I learned from this is that I need to seek first the will of God, and everything in my life will fall into place. If I become distracted by even that which is good, then anxiety and the problems will be my lot in life. So the question begs to be asked, are we willing to learn from this story of Mary and Martha? I pray that you will, and I pray that the things of this life don't distract you, that you are seeking better things, not just the things that are attractive in this world. If you'd like to listen to this lesson again, you can go to the church's website, which is church@eastside.com, and you can find more there about the Eastside Church of Christ, and be able to contact me either on the church's Facebook page, the website there, or you can look me up on Facebook if you'd like to study further. Thank you for being with me.